DW Mobile.
DOS, KN4, VWA.
VWA, KI4, DOS.
To see a piece of equipment not utilized to its fullest extent. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's got so much capability, I just, you know. Yeah, you know, a few years ago, no, not a few years ago, but probably a year and a half ago, after I got into ham, I had a Yaesu 706 Mark IIG, and there was a boy who lived up there off of White Horse Road, and actually off of 153, and he was wanting to get into ham real, into HF real bad, and I had just bought the 991A, and you know, I got a deal on that 706, and I paid it forward and let him have it for the same thing I paid for it, which wasn't but $300. And then I found out later on it was worth a good bit more. And I tell you, and that boy's still using it today, and doggone it, you know, I've been helped out a few times, and I got a real good deal on that thing. So if that boy over in Bowling Springs wants to take it for what I talked about with him, then I'm going to go ahead and let him have it. But, you know, at least it'll get used to its fullest extent. You know what I mean?
Exactly what you mean. I had one, and I told you what I did with it, but it worked out real well. So everybody benefited as far as I was concerned, as far as that goes. The guy that finally wound up with it was what he wanted, and it just all worked out. But I've got I've got my son Anthony's 706 Mark IIG over here in the closet. He told me I could put it in a truck or the car or whatever, just use it. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that. But the 2000 I'm talking on right now belongs to him as well. I pulled it out and set it up here on the desk at Ham Shack. Now, I put it up there so I'd have two HF radios in case one went down. But they're both sitting here and they both work, but I only talk on one at a time.
What you mean? Hey, do you think Gabriel will be pretty good working on an 857?
Imagine so. I had a little Kenwood TM-261, and the finals went out in it, and he put a set of finals in it for me and did a real good job, and it's sitting over there on the workbench. It's hooked up to an inside antenna in case something happens to the outside one. But he did a real good job with it, and he's worked on some other stuff from several other people that have been pleased with his work. And like I said, he does a good job as far as I know.
I get him to work on an 857D for me. So, man, I tell you what, I was just sitting here doing all this stuff and playing with this 3200, and I just figured out that this thing will do fusion. Dave's working on fusion right now, learning it, but I'm on the learning curve for DMR. I tell you what, it's something else. Ham radio is just wide open, but while I was sitting here doing all this stuff, I don't know if you got it on TV or not, but do you know what they did in the Los Angeles Coliseum?
That stupid bush race they gonna have inside the Coliseum.
Well, they're having qualifying races right now, and that's the craziest thing I ever seen. They put a temporary quarter-mile track inside the Los Angeles Coliseum, and they're running these high-powered NASCAR cars in there. I mean, it's a great day. I mean, that's like using a 44 Magnum to do a flies. You know, you shoot flies with a 44 mag. Great day. I don't know how they're doing it, but I can't tell how they put that track in there temporary. That's something else.
They hauled in a bunch of dirt for the base of it. They went up there to Bristol and dug up all the asphalt up there and made it a dirt track. But they probably hauled in a bunch of dirt and then put down some paving and stuff. It's not real thick, of course. It'll have to be something that they can take back out. But they do that sort of stuff for monster trucks and all kinds of different venues. I've seen motorcycle stuff on the inside, you know, where they go flying through the air and let go of the handlebars and all that weird stuff. You know, they got hills and jumps and all of that for motorcycles. And then they've got the stuff with the big monster trucks so they can do the jumping up over the hills and the other trucks and all of that. So I don't see why they couldn't put a short track in there. There used to be a short track up in Harrisburg. It was not paved. It was dirt. But the NASCAR boys used to go up there years and years and years ago.
But you know what? They've cut their heritage off. You know, they closed Martinsville, and they closed several other tracks where they don't run anymore. And they cut off Darlington for a while, but I think they're back at Darlington now. And because Darlington was the big track, and I don't know. I guess they're gonna run so much of this stuff that, well, you know, they may just have to create racing divisions. You know, East Division against the West Division. And, man, I'm watching these guys. It's more like bumper cars out there than it is NASCAR racing. It's something else. Oh, well. Well, listen, I'm going to jump off of here. And I appreciate that information, bud. I can be a dummy sometimes. But anyhow, you had 73s, and I will talk to you again soon. Matter of fact, I'll probably hear you on there tomorrow night when we try to do this Simplex stuff on the net. So, KN4VWA.
I was thinking that they were going to do the Simplex net on Tuesday night. They'll have the regular net tomorrow night, and they'll put out some information on that. That was my understanding of it. Now, other than that, that's just all I can say. That's my understanding. I could be wrong. But we'll be talking to you on the radio here in just a little while. You take care. Go enjoy that bumper car race. And, they closed Rockingham. They closed a whole bunch of shorter tracks, gone to the bigger ones, but that's, you know, when they started moving all the way out west, that's when they started having to shut down some of the other tracks here on the East Coast. But that's all right. Yeah, let them make their money. They don't run like they used to. It's not you run what you brung anymore. It's everything's. It's got to be just this way and that way and that sort of stuff to kind of even the playing field out. But it ain't stock car racing anymore. It's NASCAR. Talk to you later, Steve. 73, KN4VWA, KI4DOS.
See you, Gary. And you're right. Tomorrow night is the net and Tuesday night is the Simplex. KN4VWA, clear.
KO4ULP.
KN4VWA. How you doing, Alexander?
Hey, how about yourself?
I think I'm going to survive. Hey, listen, I got those boards whenever you want to get them, Bubby.
I'm actually driving home from Florida right now. You know, got a radio, the repeater. I think I'm around the, I saw a sign for East Lake Clemson area. I don't know. And,
But I'll tell you what let's do. Tomorrow evening, after you get back in and everything's settled down, tell your dad to give me a call. He's got my number, and we'll meet up, and I'll get you those boards to play with, okay?
We're actually going snow skiing tomorrow. You know, the weather was bad in Florida, so we decided we'd come back up here and do some skiing.
Oh, okay. All right, well, listen, just as whenever you get back in, tell your dad to give me a call. We'll get those boards going, okay?
That will work.
All right, well, listen, I'm going to sign off with you right now. I got to go do a couple of things that's away from the radio, and you guys travel safe out there. Tell your dad I said howdy, and your brother, too. So y'all travel safe, be healthy, be safe. K4, VWA, clear up your final.
Okay, this is KO4QLP Mobile. 4ULP Kilo Oscar, 4 Uniform Lima Papa and Monica.
CTW Mobile.